Begin transmission.
Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very dubious committee. And, where'd she go? I thought we were going to do kitty stuff. I came in here, got the equipment set up, and the cat wandered in and said, "Oh, we got to do some kitty stuff." And so I thought we were going to do, you know, some kitty business, but apparently not. So, here I am. Once again, waiting for a football game to start. It starts in about 15 minutes. I am, in fact, waiting for the Belgium game to begin. Let's go Belgium. The funny thing is they don't actually even have to win this game. They don't even have to draw it. They can lose, and nothing bad happens. But still, I'm dying to see what happens. Loving Belgium. Belgium is doing so well. And I laugh at all the people who are predicting Germany. Germany is already out. Everybody was saying, oh, this was going to be a contest between Germany and Spain, the last two World Cup champions. And I kept telling them, what about Belgium? Nobody was listening to me. The only divergent thoughts they had in their head were, oh, maybe Lionel Messi can lead Argentina to the win. No. Or maybe Ronaldo can lead Portugal to the win. No. Or maybe Neymar can lead Brazil to the win. No. Nobody has said a single word about Belgium. Oh, and I'm going to laugh and laugh and laugh if Belgium ends up winning. So, here they're telling me that the game starts in 16 minutes. Yay. So, wait, but is it on a different channel? They're confusing me, so now I have to double check Yes, I had to check the schedule to find out that there are two simultaneous games going on, and I don't want this game. I want this game on this channel. Alright, so, now that I'm on the right channel, we're good. All we need to do is sit here and wait. I'm pretty excited. I got me a nice big cup of iced tea. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. Oh, I do love to drink tea. I love tea so much, it's not even funny. I'm trying to think if there's been a single day, a single 24-hour period in the last few years in which I have not drank any tea. Boy, I remember going on a road trip with my parents a few years ago. And I think there were some days that I had to go without tea. When was that? Jeez, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. No, that was more like 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah. So, needless to say, I drink a lot of tea. I drink tea every day. I love tea so much. Oh my goodness. And look who they have giving some expert commentary here on the game. It's Martin O'Neill. I actually like Martin O'Neill. What's he doing these days? Usually he's a manager for some team in the English Premier League, but not at this time. I forget what he was doing. He was coaching a national team there for a while. I don't know what he's doing, but it's good to see Martin O'Neill again. Yay! Happy to see Martin O'Neill. And you know what? I didn't even see what the other game was. The other game was what? We're going to flip back over there. Oh, Tunisia. Okay, that's cool. We'll flip back and forth and see what that's all about. In the meantime, what are we going to do? You know, normally before the game starts, I would probably regale you with another one of my movie reviews. But I did not actually watch any movies last night, nor did I actually watch any anime. I got sidetracked. I got sidetracked last night. I was going to watch some anime, but I pulled up my apps. I pulled up my TV apps. I pushed the remote control button for my apps, and I used a new app. Turns out I have an app for watching YouTube on my TV. So I thought, okay, that's weird. How does that work? So I decided to check it out, and sure enough, YouTube comes up, and it's suggesting all kinds of videos for me. And I noticed that there were some things about football. So I spent about a half an hour watching football stuff, like, you know, the greatest goals in the English Premier League, and the strangest things to ever happen in football, and all kinds of, you know, dorky things like that. And, you know, I was laughing, saw some classic stuff, some classic clips I've seen before, and all kinds of fun stuff. And I thought, okay, so this is fun. And then I saw a video that looked interesting, and I watched it, and it was about, I can speak English. I got to remember how to talk now. Oh, yeah. I watched a few videos, actually I watched a lot of videos, by a guy named Mark Rober. And he's, you know, a wacky engineer guy with some knowledge of science, and he was making funny stuff, and I appreciate people who make funny stuff. And I was enjoying his videos. And I must have watched 10 or a dozen. They're all about 7 minutes long, and so I spent a good hour and a half watching this guy, and you know, I highly recommend him, especially if you have kids and your kids aren't complete idiots. If you have a kid who's trying to be smart, I do recommend the videos of Mark Rober. He was entertaining me a lot. And then I was going to watch some more of his videos, and I saw one that looked good, but I was tricked. It was not one of his videos. It was just sort of in the same little lineup as his. And so I clicked on it, expecting to see him, and no, I got something completely different. Well, not completely. It was sort of related. But this was weird. What was this group called? There was these three Australian guys. Oh, I think they were called How Ridiculous. And, you know, I was sort of in science mode, and so I was expecting some science and some people being smart. And instead, I got these three guys who seemed cool, like some guys I would probably hang out with, but they did not have a basic level of physics knowledge. These guys were not educated. I don't think they had a whole hell of a lot of common sense in them either, but they were doing something kind of interesting. They had this giant dart. And when I say giant dart, oh, I'm guessing it was, what was it, 2 feet long? No, it was longer than 2 feet. They had this giant dart that was probably 75 centimeters long. And it was made out of a square cross-section solid steel bar that was probably 5 centimeters on a side. and it had four fins, four flights, just like a dart, that looked like they might have been like 3 millimeter steel. This thing was pretty big, and it's pretty heavy. They'd never said how heavy it was, and in one point in time they said, guess how much it weighs, because apparently they hadn't even weighed it themselves, but we're talking about 10 kilos or more, probably more. I'm just estimating low when I say a 10-kilo dart. And what were they doing with this dart? They were dropping it off of a tower. A 45-meter tower. They were up at the top, and they would just drop this dart on things. And the stupid part was, you know, they would put things down on the ground for them to drop the dart on. And then they would make these horribly stupid predictions about what they thought was going to happen. Like, they put out a few layers of cardboard, and they were wondering if the dart would go through the cardboard. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let me explain to you what's going to happen here. The dart is not going to bounce off the cardboard. The dart is going to go through the cardboard into the ground, and you're going to spend about an hour digging it out. Sure enough, that's what's happening. And so apparently, all these guys do is drop this dart on stuff. And I saw them drop it on cardboard, reams of paper, floor tiles, and a dishwasher. That was cool. And this was after they dropped it on a bunch of other stuff and they started to realize that, no, this is going to go through everything. Yeah, duh. Physics, hello. But then it became, well, how far will it go through? Will the dart go all the way through the dishwasher? And so, for some reason, this was entertaining for me. Just these guys dropping stuff off the tower. And while I was watching this, I was thinking, where are they doing this? Where are they that there's this tower where they're just allowed to drop things off of? Very, very obviously dangerous things. I mean, if this dart hit you, you would be instantly dead. This thing would go right through you, cut you in half. It's an entertaining device. At one point in time, I was going to build something like this, but this is a slightly different idea that they had. But it turns out, as I kept watching this thing, these videos of theirs, I actually ended up watching three of their videos, because I was really entertained by watching this dart go through stuff. Whew. Force equals mass times acceleration. Eventually, they started talking about where they were. They were, what was that place called? Oh, the Gravity Discovery Center. Yes, there is a place somewhere in Australia, and I was going to look this up, and I'll look it up after the game. The Gravity Discovery Center, and all it is, as far as I can tell, is a giant tower that you can drop stuff off of from different heights. Now, normally I would give the argument that you can discover gravity anywhere. You don't need to go to a specific place. I mean, you can fall down anywhere. Oh, I discovered gravity. You know, you can just drop stuff wherever you are. Gravity will affect you anywhere. And so there doesn't need to be a centralized place to study this. But on the other hand, I'm impressed by the mentality of Australians, where somebody decided, you know what we need? We need a gravity discovery center where kids can drop things from varying heights and see what happens. Okay, I'm hip. So somebody actually spent money to build this giant tower. The highest point at which you can drop stuff off is 45 meters. And I think the way it looked like it was built, it looks like, and it was built smartly. This tower was built specifically to drop things off of from different heights. And it looked like you could drop stuff from like every 5 meters. So, okay, that's cool. And then the little landing area is dirt or sand, and it's surrounded by a big fence, you know, for safety purposes. The Gravity Discovery Center. It's just, It's so dumb yet so hilarious at the same time that I just love it. I wish we had that here. I wish I could just go somewhere and drop things off of a tower. But I don't know, if I had something like that here, I'd be more inclined to like throw paper airplanes off of it to see how far paper airplanes would go. That was one of my favorite things to do as a child. And one time I was very lucky. I was traveling with my grandparents and my brother and my two cousins. And we were up in Minnesota. And we were staying in a hotel way up high. We were at least 10 stories up, if not more. And the windows opened and there were no screens. And so we were throwing paper airplanes out the hotel window. We could see them traveling for like a block. It was hilarious. And, you know, I gotta hand it to my paternal grandparents, who thought it was perfectly okay for little kids to just start throwing stuff out of a 10-story hotel window. Yeah, you kids have fun. And that's why I can't be a parent. I would let that stuff go on all the time. But anyway, they're trying to start the game here. All the little things are being wrapped up and taken off the field. So, if we're going to do reviews of anything, I'm not going to review YouTube channels. That just sounds like a stupid millennial thing to do. But, you know, if you want to see some Australian guys drop a giant dart on stuff from a height of 45 meters, then, yeah, check out How Ridiculous, the How Ridiculous channel on YouTube. And if you want something with a little bit more science and brains to it, then I recommend Mark Rober. But now the kid with the coin comes out and hands the coin to the referee. They're going to do the coin toss. That's one thing I am liking about this World Cup. You know, they have the ball boys and girls. And they have, what do they call them? The escorts that... the little kids that bring the players out onto the field. And then there's little kids who bring the referees out onto the field. And then once they're doing the whole handshake thing and the exchange of banners, then another kid runs out and he's older. And he's the coin bearer. And he hands the coin to the referee. They're showing the Belgium lineup. Vermilion is in. Dedendocker's in. Telemann's in, Yanazai's in, Batshuayi's in. Wow, we got kind of a funny lineup. We got a different lineup today. Romelu Lukaku is not in. Neither is Kevin De Bruyne. Neither is Eden Hazard. They're all on the bench. Romelu Lukaku's on a yellow card. I have a feeling maybe Roberto Martinez or Martinez, the Belgian coach. I love that guy. He's saving these guys. He knows that he does not have to win this game, so he does not want to put in his best guys so that they don't get injured or yellow carded out or anything like that. And they start the game. Lots of guys are running around, kicking a ball. It is football. Allie Wagner is one of the commentators. And the ball goes out of bounds. Thibaut Courtois has a goal kick. So anywho. You know, something else just occurred to me. You know what else I like? I like parachutes. Now, I'm not a person who is apt to strap a parachute to his back and jump out of an airplane. That doesn't ever really seem like a really good idea to me. It's the whole problem of leaving a perfectly good airplane. Yeah, if the airplane is failing and it's going to crash, yeah, get the hell out. But if that, you know, airplane is still functional and functioning like an airplane and not like, you know, something coming in ballistically, then yeah, get out. But there's no reason to jump out of an airplane. That's just a lot of risk for what reward? I don't know. That being said, ironically, I do have a lot of parachutes. You know, not a ton of them. I can count all my parachutes on one hand. And these are these are parachutes that have been used in rockets. And I have various sized parachutes for various sized rockets. And when a rocket crashes, pretty much the only thing that is recoverable or salvageable is the parachute. So I've got parachutes. And so if I had a giant tower to drop things off of, God, what the hell is wrong with my throat? I'd be playing with parachutes. I've got a couple. And I could think of all kinds of fun things to do with a parachute, especially with kids. And no, I don't mean, you know, tie these parachutes to children and then throw them off the tower. No, I mean, you can teach kids a lot about physics and parachutes and air resistance and drag and acceleration due to gravity. You can do a lot of good science for children in a very high tower. The one thing that I didn't like about this tower is that it didn't appear to have an elevator. And I don't know if I want to climb 45 meters of stairs every time I drop something off the tower. Also, yeah, I was wondering how those Australian guys got the dart up there, but because having to carry that heavy thing up the stairs, and I saw them carrying some heavy stuff, but no, they were using a rope to pull the dart back up. And I thought, well, if you're going to do that, you might as well get a winch. I mean, come on. Don't be lazy. But yeah, like I said before, these guys, these Australian guys, these aren't the clever scientists, let's use a winch. These guys are just, you know, a little bit more concerned with what happens when we drop something on something else from a great height. Which, you know, has its own appeal, I gotta admit. Yeah, now I want to play with parachutes. Where can I drop stuff off high? Oh, you know, I know one place where I could drop some stuff. There's a parking garage downtown where you can go to the top floor is open to the sky. And then you can climb up on top of the elevator shaft and gain an extra, you know, 3 meters or so. Then you can drop stuff off the side. But like I said, this is downtown. This is at about 18th Street in one of the most, I don't want to say densely populated, but one of the most densely populated areas during business hours. People walking around on the sidewalks. You wouldn't want to be dropping stuff. You would get the cops called on you mighty fast. And the police station is only about 2 blocks away. So there would be a pretty good response time from the Popo man. Hey, look, Torgan Hazard is in. Eden Hazard is on the bench, but his younger brother Torgan is playing for Belgium. Yay! Look at all these Belgian guys. Go, Belgium. Go, Belgium. Go, 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 go. Yeah, they don't really need to win this, but still. Doot-doot-doot-doot. Belgium's got the ball in the opposite half. They take a shot. Oh! Nice. And I forget that guy's name, the goalie's name. Let me think. Wait, show me the back of his jersey. I can't see it from here. Anyway, that was a good shot. It was on target, but the goalie just jumped up and pushed the ball over the top. What's my cat doing? What are you doing, Pippa? Oh, she's just tearing up the carpet. Shred, shred, shred. Shred, shred, shred. The good news is that I slept well. And I probably wouldn't have woken up. But I woke up at 9:30. Because it sounded like somebody was dragging a file cabinet up my driveway. You know that sound of a large hollow metal thing being dragged across concrete. And I couldn't figure out what that sound was. Because I thought it was somebody taking out the trash, because the trash gets picked up on Thursday mornings. Then I realized that no, it can't be that, because all my neighbors took their trash out already, and they have plastic trash cans. I don't know what the sound was, but once the sound stopped, I fell back asleep almost instantaneously, and I slept until 11:30. It was great. And then I woke up, and I rolled over, and the cat was sleeping right next to my face. And so I rolled over, and I stuck my face in my cat's butt, and I heard my cat go, "Bow, what are you doing?" And I was like, pff, pff, pff. "I have kitty butt fur in my face." And then I got up and I had some tea and waffles, because I like waffles. Waffles, waffles, waffles. Waffles. I like waffles. Oh, yeah. My Fair Lady was on yesterday. Again. I watched, you know, about 30 seconds of it just so I could see Audrey Hepburn. I do like Audrey Hepburn. She's a cutie. And before this game started, speaking of cuties, Kate Abdo was talking to El Presidente, Fernando Fiore. And I like Kate Abdo. I don't know anything about her. She's the in-studio person for Fox Football. I don't see her doing anything else. And she's cute. And I like her because she does know something about football. So she's not one of those chicks that asks dumb questions. She does know something about it. Oh, come on. Belgium's got the ball in the six-yard box, but somehow that just popped out. The goalie dove on it, but the ball squirted out. Batshuayi was in there for the poach, but couldn't get it. I think he was claiming handball from the other guy. It was all messed up. What's going on here? They're showing it again. Oh, the ball actually even touches the goal line, but the fullback manages to kick it out of there. Unbelievable. So we almost had a goal there from Belgium. Come on, Belgium. Let's go, Belgium. You know something else weird I noticed yesterday? Somehow I know the German national anthem. How is that for weird? I didn't even know I knew that one. I do know some national anthems. I know the American national anthem, the English national anthem, the Canadian national anthem, and I can identify quite a few others, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I can, you know, hum them from memory or whistle them. But for some reason, I know Germany's. So I started making up weird words for it. Beer and sausages is what we like. We're Germans and we like to have fun. Come to Germany, drink some beer, watch football with us. You know, it's just you know, stupid stuff like that. I should write some of these down. And I'm embarrassed to say it, but I do not know the Belgian national anthem. I can't think of how it goes. I don't know the words. Oh, I know the French national anthem, the Marseillaise. Allons enfants de la patrie, le jeu de glory, sorry, babe. And I would love to sing national anthems for you some more, but I gotta go. Running out of time, I'm watching football. My name is Tobe. You can catch me every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.